Hey y'all, this is Keisha Martin. If you are always trying to figure out a way to get everything done in one day and then somehow you always leave off the 4 to 5 things, then listen up. This is your jam, okay? My name is Keisha Martin, your energy alignment specialist, and I am here to help you get your energy all into alignment, okay? Okay. Yeah, my kids hate me saying that. Anyway, here we go. So what is it that's stopping you? You know, like if you find like, okay, June comes by, September comes by, October, November is almost around the corner, and you still haven't hit the goals that you had set yourself out to do back in January, then what is it? What is really going on? What is blocking you from actually achieving these goals? Or what are you doing the actual things to move the next, to move the needle forward? Now, if like many, a lot of folks, you may be trying to put too many things on your plate, okay? So I'm going to give you 3 tips to help you stop doing the things that are not moving the needle and allow you to get more into alignment so that way you can start having the many wins and the results that you're looking for. So step one, stop putting everything on your to-do list, okay? There's 24 hours in a day. Some of it you have to sleep. Some of it you got to take care of yourself. Some of it you're going to do exercise. Some of it you're going to work. That's a given. Now, what's the percentage of it that you're going to do in it? And then in the work time, what are you prioritizing to get done? Now, the key tip here with step number one is minimize the top 3 things that you need to get done. That's right. 3 things. I've learned to write down the things that you need to get done, to keep it to like a post-it note, right? If it's going past the post-it note, it's too many things, all right? It's okay. Just do the top 3 things that need to get done for that day and then cross those things off your list. Anything else extra is a bonus, okay? And let me tell you what will happen is you'll start to sleep better. You'll feel rested because you know you at least accomplished the 3 things that you set out to get done for the day. They say the average human being worries about 4 to 5 hours a day. 4 to 5 hours a day. So if you're getting done the 3 things done, I'm sure you'll minimize that down to like 1 or 2. Okay? The next thing is really step number 2. When you're thinking of these things, there are what are the things, where is it there you want to be? Okay? Think of the end in mind. You know, when anytime you hear of the end in mind, I remember hearing this through one of my mentors, Chris Winfield, and he always said, well, think of the end in mind. And it really made me start thinking, like, if I'm getting ready to do something, am I getting it done because I just want to have it done? Or am I getting it done because there's something I really want to have delivered in that, you know? And now those are, that actually results in completely 2 totally different results. If you are getting something done just to get it done, you're now looking at the time. You're now just trying to get it done just to be getting it done. And will the quality be there? Right? Are you going to put all of your effort into it if you're trying to get it done in 5 minutes? The answer most likely is no. And then as a result, it's going to sacrifice. The quality of your work will be sacrificed because you're trying to get it done in a shorter time frame, you know, versus maybe putting in the research, hiring some people, looking at things at different angles and actually really taking time to curate it so that way you can have the finished, polished result that you're looking for. All right. So 2, thinking of your end in mind. So how does that apply to your goals? Thinking of all the things that you were actually looking to get done. Like, how do you want to envision yourself 4 or 5 years from now? And maybe 4 or 5 years from now is really, really far. How about 6 months from now? Maybe 2 weeks from now? You know, we have to bring it down to like little micro wins. And then as you do the consistent results, you'll notice that you have these wins and you'll feel more confident and you'll start feeling better and you'll move the needle. Step 3. What is your mind chatter? You know, the mind chatter behind everything. Are you thinking the things that are preventing you from taking steps? Is your mind concerned about the failures? You know, most human beings, anytime we start to think about the things that we want to get done, or we were thinking about meeting someone new, or we're thinking about getting a new job, we automatically go back to our past failures. Reason is our mind is actually kind of hardwired to it. It's going straight to the amygdala, and then all your fear and flight, all the memories and things are coming back, reminding you of how you kind of jacked up this whole situation, and now you can't really get out of it, you know? And that alone will keep you like frozen where you can't really move forward, or even if you know what to do, you still ain't doing it, you know? And it's because the mind chatter, the whole mindset behind all of it, is just keeping you pulled and stuck in this place until you end up watching Netflix, calling a friend, going out for a beer, hanging out, just doing everything, or doing the mindless tasks that make you feel like you're getting some busy work done and you're not moving the needle. All right. I've known it. I've been there. And how do you release all of those things, you know? And it's about really switching the energy inside of you. Okay. It's about finding and moving inward so that way you can actually settle down from that mind chatter that's stopping you from writing your post-its, keeping it down to three things, right? And or focusing or visualizing yourself in a better place 3 months from now, 5 years from now, 2 weeks from now. At the end of the day, it all is coming down to the energy that you are aligning to. When you are aligning to the scarcity, you're aligning to the fear, or you're aligning into the things that feel impossible. Like when your dreams are so big and they feel so impossible, you now start to align into this fear energy and it keeps you from moving. And then now you feel stuck or you feel unworthy of the things that you're asking for. And then you start to doubt the skill sets that you're carrying and feeling that you can actually do the next thing. Now, when you're starting to feel like you can't do the next thing, I'm gonna tell you straight up that that's all a lie. You know, it's just that we either have some energies inside of us, maybe it's the people that are surrounding us. It could be, maybe there's some things, just the bad energy, bad place that you're living in. Maybe there's some bad energy in the home that you've lived, the job that you're at, and it's keeping you feeling stuck. And if you're an empath on the spiritual and energetic frequency, you're now absorbing that and assuming that it's yours and not even realizing that you're picking up somebody else's stuff or energy from something else. And now you are operating in a way that is really driven in this fear-based thing. And yeah, the ego is reminding you of all of the times that you kind of screwed up or the times that you've made decisions that didn't work out the way you wanted to. But is it really real? Is that indicative of how your future is going to be? Is it indicative of where you are right now? You know, so it's about allowing yourself the energy and removing the blocks that you're carrying, the emotions, the stuck mindsets, and the feelings that you've had, so that way you can move fluidly. And that is one of the powerful things that happens when someone works with me and deal and goes into my meditations. We go on these journeys, right? It's like so cool, right? Because these transcendental deep meditations, you're either feeling like you're falling asleep, you're completely relaxed, or you're getting cool chills and just feeling all the feels, because the energy that you start to release from your body, it comes in on a physical level. Like you physically feel you releasing the energy off of you. And that energy that you're releasing is that same stuff we were just talking about. The things that's keeping you stuck, the things that are keeping you from procrastinating or feeling unworthy or in your head about stuff that really isn't even true anymore. You know, it's that false evidence appearing real. So this is all about really aligning you back into a frequency that you probably don't even know. Because I mean, some people, we feel like, okay, the trials and struggles and everything that I've been through are all the things that make me who I am. But is it really? You know, what you have to do is really say, okay, is this how I was truly designed? Or am I just dealing with the hand I've been dealt? And now here you have me sitting in front of you reminding you that no, there's something more. But wait, there's something more, okay? There's energy. And in my meditations, they are so powerful. Like people will say that they're feeling it and they start to have the shifts. The anxiety goes away. They stop having the racing thoughts. They start writing down the three things. And then guess what? They can actually do it, because now they're not being mentally stuck or pulled into the paradigm that they were because of all the things that they were carrying inside of them. You know, everything that we have around us, everything is energy. And when you start to break free of the things that you have compounded or built inside of you, then you now can actually move in the levels of abundance. Like they have, there's an old statement that says, you can't see the forest when you're in the trees. It's the same with when you're stuck in your own stuff. You know what I mean? Like when you're stuck in your own stuff, you don't know that you're stuck. Well, you know you're stuck, but you don't know how to get out of it. And you don't know how stuck you are. You know, you could be here or you could be like really, really into that thing. Now, when you start to have the energy breakthrough, you sit in a meditation that's powerful like mine, and you start to have everything being pulled off of you, you're like, oh my God, I actually feel better. I'm actually sleeping. My shoulders are actually lighter. My back feels better. It's like amazing results that I've been seeing with the people that I'm working with, and watching them not only feel better within themselves, but have their relationships healing between their mother, their father, their siblings, and starting to attract the right persons into their lives. It is amazing because whatever energy you are aligned to is what you are going to attract. And if you are trying to evolve into something else and you're not sure why bad stuff has always been happening to you, then between karmic, ancestral, all kinds of stuff that's being passed down through you, you just never know. So it's time to get yourself reworked and cleared up, all right? So this is Keisha Martin, your energy alignment specialist, coming to you, just breaking down why we may be getting stuck and how you can actually get unstuck, start feeling better, living your best life, you know, because 2023 is right around the corner. And even if you're watching this later, that next year is right around the corner. And before you know it, it's going to go by. How do you want to see your next year? How do you want to see your next few days, your next few weeks? All right. So this is Keisha Martin. If you like this, hit the like button, share it, let your peeps know. And if you have a question, comment below. All right. And I will see you again next week.